This podcast is brought to you by HealthRangerStore.com. Lab-tested clean foods and supplements for immune function, long-term storage, and survival applications. Every purchase helps fund this free speech video platform. Thank you for your support. We're going to talk about mindset in the post-election chaos. And by the way, I want to thank all of those listeners who have been praising these podcasts and saying how much they love them. I've been talking to a lot of people on brighteon.social and interacting with some people with direct messaging and so on. So if you want to follow my work and even send me comments and suggestions, just join brighteon.social. You'll be able to reach me there. And my username, of course, is @HealthRanger, as you might have guessed. In any case, so post-election chaos is very likely going to be a very real thing. And what you need to note in order to prepare for this is that the governor of Texas has already ordered 1,000 National Guard troops to be deployed to 5 liberal cities, El Paso, Austin, Dallas, Fort Worth, Houston, and San Antonio. And these are all run by libtards, okay? Lawless libtards. And so the governor's not, he's not trusting the local libtard politicians because they want chaos, right? They want chaos. The local politicians and city councils and so on, mayors, they will order police to stand down. They want maximum chaos. This is what you got to realize going into this. So the governor is already anticipating that and sending out 1,000 troops. So that's only 200 National Guard troops per city, which is a very tiny number. And as I mentioned before, that number doesn't even make sense unless those troops are given new rules of engagement to use lethal force when necessary to stop violent rioters who are committing arson and assaults on civilians and so on. So my guess is that their rules of engagement will be upgraded once the violence starts getting, you know, really deadly, or there's a lot of arson going on and so on. And, you know, let's face it, it is time, and I probably speak for all of us here, it is time to start shooting the traitors and the violent criminals and the arsonists. I mean, not for you and I to shoot them necessarily, but for law enforcement to shoot them. It's time. It's time to tell police, shoot the terrorists. It's time to tell National Guard, shoot the terrorists. It's time to tell federal agents, shoot the terrorists. You know, we've had enough of this. And the people who are taking part in these uprisings of arson and terrorism and assaulting police officers and assaulting innocent bystanders and so on, they're there on purpose. They're not accidentally swept up in this. No, they showed up on purpose because they want to cause violence. They want to overthrow the country. They're traitors. They're violent criminals. And I suspect the rules of engagement are going to change right after the election. So don't be surprised if you live in any of these liberal cities or even near them. Number one, don't be surprised if you hear gunfire on the evening of the election or the next day or even on election day. Who knows? The left may be carrying out attacks to try to scare people away from voting on election day. So don't be surprised if you start to hear gunfire. You're going to think you're living in a war zone, and you are. You are living in a war zone. So part of what I want you to do is have your mental readiness. You know, be prepared mentally. Have this mindset of understanding you may be in an actual theater of war if you're close to one of these cities. Now, obviously, for the last couple of years, I've encouraged people to get away from these cities, get out of the liberal strongholds, and millions of people have done that across America. But for various reasons, some people are stuck in these liberal cities. Maybe they're taking care of a family member, or that's where their job is, or so on. You're stuck there. You might have to deal with this. Now, the second thing to realize is that in Philadelphia, the local authorities ordered the police to stand down. And police would just sit back and watch as thousands of violent looting thugs would loot all these retail establishments, which is not the most violent thing in the world, but it is a felony crime. So when you have police just standing back and watching felony crimes be committed because they're ordered to just stand by and watch, then you know you're living in a lawless society. And this is part of the defund the police movement. You're seeing the results of it. It's so bad in Philadelphia that looters are having their own cars looted by other looters. And then they're saying, I'm going to call the police. And then they realize police aren't responding. I wonder why. Because you defunded them. So, you know, it's so funny. Looters go out and they steal loot and put it in their car, and then they go out to get more loot, and they come back. Their loot has been looted from their car, and the car is all destroyed. And they're mad about it. You know, they're angry. Oh my God, these looters looted my car. You're a looter. You're the looter. You looted the Walmart. You looted the Foot Locker. You looted the Best Buy. How do you think the owners of those businesses feel about you looting their business? Feels kind of the same way that you feel about having your car looted, doesn't it? But I digress. Let's not get carried away with the psychology of all this, although it is funny. It's funny to see looters getting looted. But on election night and the day after the election, probably we're going to see a lot more than just looting. So we're going to see violence. We're going to see firearms on the streets. And one of my predictions has been that because communist China has been providing weapon systems to Black Lives Matter and Antifa in anticipation of all of this, that there's going to be an activation of the use of those weapons among those left-wing terrorist groups. So don't be surprised if you see them wielding full-auto AK-47s, which are very deadly weapons. They fire rounds, you know, 7.62 by 39 rounds. They're very powerful. They have approximately twice the mass of an AR-15 round, and they do a lot more damage than an AR-15, a lot more damage. That's why I don't carry an AR-15. I carry a SCAR 17. It fires a 308 round, you know, 7.62 by 51. That's what I shoot. So it's the same diameter as an AK-47 round, but it's got a lot more powder behind it, so the velocity is even higher. It's got even more energy. AR-15s are really guns just to wound the enemy, not to really kill them. AK-47s are designed to kill people, and they're going to be on the streets, especially in these liberal cities. So you start to hear AK-47 gunfire, and maybe you don't know what that sounds like, but there is a unique sound to a full auto AK-47 gunfire. You'll get to know it pretty quickly if they start unleashing it in your city, and you will feel like you're in some kind of war zone. You know, you'll think you're in Kosovo in 1998 or something, or you know, you'll think you're in some kind of African warlord scenario. It's going to be crazy. And getting back to my point on this, the police will be ordered to stand down, and you've got to get your head around this. Listen. You can't call 911 and have police show up. They've been defunded. They've been ordered to stand down. Maybe they're occupied. Maybe they're dead. Because one of the things that the radical left is going to do, I predict, is they're going to use mortars to shell police stations. Yes, 60 millimeter mortars shelling police stations. That's how they will take out the cops very quickly. I don't know if you've ever been under mortar fire. I haven't, thank God. But there's a lot of, you know, World War II veterans and Vietnam veterans and, you know, Gulf War veterans who have been shelled, and they will tell you, you don't want to be anywhere near those mortars. You got to hunker down, and they will take out large numbers of people, even the 60 millimeter mortars, which aren't even the big ones. So the police will not be responding to you. And the deadly mistake that most Americans will make is, in the moment when they find themselves in this war zone, they will still think that there is a rule of law. They will still think that 911 works. They will still, you know, stupidly think that the police are going to respond. There will be no police response. You are on your own. You're on your own. And what that means is, and by the way, you are in a collapsed society in these scenarios that I'm describing. There is no rule of law. You must act decisively without hesitation in order to protect yourself if they are coming for you. Now, you know what I've said before, don't go out looking for trouble, don't go out looking for targets to engage. You know, stay home, guard your family, and so on, guard your neighborhood. Maybe you're part of a neighborhood watch, maybe you're part of the local sheriff's department, or maybe you're a volunteer with the local PD, I don't know. But stay local, don't go out looking for trouble. However, if it comes to you, The key thing that you've got to realize here is that hesitation will get you killed, because the enemy is not hesitating. They are there to cause mass murder and violence and chaos and arson and so on. They are there to kill you, especially if you're a Trump supporter or a white person or a Christian. They are there to kill you. You must not hesitate. You must not think that the enemy is going to be polite. You must not think that the police are going to respond. All of these false beliefs will get you killed. And this is why practicing tactical shooting with firearms is so important, because it trains you to be aggressive. You know, in much of the training that I did, you know, we trained in many, many scenarios, hostage rescue scenarios, for example, tubular assaults in buses and airplanes, things like that, to free innocent people from terrorists, right? We trained in vehicle evacuation scenarios and clearing rooms, clearing buildings, very common thing, and also urban warfare, how to fire and maneuver in an urban scenario. And the number one thing that you've got to remember is to be aggressive against the enemy. You cannot hesitate, and you don't fire one shot and then try to assess your target. Oh, did it work? Did it hit him? Is he down? No. You unload many, many, many rounds and shots, especially if you have an AR-15, which is not a very big gun. I think I mentioned before, we were doing rapid fire drills a couple of years ago with some of my buddies, and you know, we had a timer with us that can hear the gunshots, and it tells you the timing. And we are all trained to unleash anywhere from 4 to 5 rounds per second. It's like, bam, 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 you know, and with a good trigger and a little bit of practice, you can do that. So we can empty a 30-round magazine in, you know, 6 seconds, let's say, roughly. And that's why you carry a lot of mags, because sometimes you need to empty. And this is semi-auto rifles here. I'm not talking full auto. But sometimes you need to really go after the enemy. You need to suppress their movements, their maneuvering. You need to pin them down while somebody else on your team is maneuvering and so on. You've got to be aggressive. And so whatever you're defending yourself with, I don't know what that is, shotgun, rifle, pistol, whatever, I want you to make sure that you've got, number one, lots of ammo. You got a chest rig to carry that ammo. You're going to need multiple magazines. I mean, gosh, even the guys I knew who were deployed in Puerto Rico after the last hurricane, they were required, even in a non-combat zone, they were required to wear, I think, 10 to 12 mags on their chest rigs. That's like 300 rounds or more. That's just for civilian duty. Imagine what war might require. So don't end up with running out of ammo. Make sure you've got plenty of magazines. Make sure you're able to be aggressive when necessary, but not to instigate violence. This is not about instigating violence. This is about halting violent attackers using a targeted, tactical, overwhelming force. That's what it's about. That's why, again, I carry a SCAR 17, because a 308 is overwhelming force when rapid fire. Unfortunately, those magazines only carry 20 rounds, so you gotta be a little more, you know, careful about going through your ammo. Nevertheless, those 20 rounds really count. So keep all this in mind. You think about this mindset ahead of time. You've got to think about this. You've got to go through the mental rehearsals in advance so that you're not surprised when everything breaks down and you do end up in a war zone and there's gunfire down the street and there's people getting killed and they're breaking into your house, your family's at risk. You need to be able to unleash overwhelming force against the aggressors. And it's going to take a mindset just as much as equipment and training. That's what this mindset is about. Thank you for listening. Watch my videos on firearms and lights, you know, tactical lights and red dot sights and everything else at prepwithmike.com. And visit my online store, healthrangerstore.com, for preparedness foods and superfoods and survival items as well. Be safe. Follow the law. I say half jokingly, because the law will collapse in many areas. So follow morality if there is no law. You know, shoot bad people who are trying to kill you, but don't go out and shoot innocent people, obviously. Thank you for listening. Mike Adams here, the Health Ranger.